Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of NCBA joining us in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Time today with Colin Woodall from the D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. No shortage of stuff to talk about, Colin. Maybe let's start with the elections and the lame duck. Got any hopes for some lame duck successes?
We do. As a matter of fact, we're pretty optimistic of what we're going to get on the tax side of things. You know, there were a lot of provisions that expired at the end of 2013 that Congress so far has not been able to reauthorize. A couple of those include bonus depreciation and also Section 179 expensing, which are ones that farmers and ranchers utilize. We have heard that we're probably going to get a two-year extension. So 1 year would be actually making all of this retroactive for 2014 and then an extension into 2015. So that's good news. We're excited about that because it does put it right in the middle of this new Congress. And we're thinking with a Republican-controlled Senate, we'll have a chance to actually do real tax reform and hopefully get these made permanent.
When we think about some of the other things that are out there, obviously they've got to take care of the budgets for this current fiscal year. Are they just going to roll them all up, you think?
It's possible. There's really two options right now, Ron. They could do a continuing resolution and just take the funding levels they have right now and extend them for 1 or 2 months, possibly push them into January in the new Congress. Or they could do an omnibus appropriations package and just finally get this done and allow the Republicans to come in and start with a clean slate in January. We have heard that both of them are an option right now. We know that staff are working on both of them as potential options. So we're just going to be prepared to see either one of these, and we'll probably have a better idea once Congress gets back after Thanksgiving.
We've got a lot of folks, you know, wanting to see some sort of reaction to EPA, especially on Waters of the U.S. and a lot of other environmental things that they are promoting very hard right now. Any chance of that being added to some sort of a budget deal at this point?
It is very possible, especially when you look at the efforts that we've had to try to defund the Waters of the United States ruling or the proposal. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure from Republicans and Democrats alike to put that in the omnibus package. And we're excited about the hopes of just finally shutting this down, especially since the comment period is just about up and it's going to take quite a while for EPA to get those comments reviewed. We do have some time for Congress to step in. And we know that Senator Inhofe, being the new chairman of the Environment Public Works Committee, this is a top priority for him. He has said that he's going to do everything he can to keep this from being implemented.
Right. And indeed, that's probably the best hope right now is to try to slow down the implementation, right?
It is. Let's slow it down. The defunding would help make that happen. And what we can expect after that is for the new Congress to come in and pass some legislation that would prevent this from ever moving forward, period. So it's a multi-step project right now. First of all, we just need to slow them down, and then we can ultimately just kill it out cold.
As we end the comment period on WOTUS, what are you really expecting from Ms. McCartney at this point? Are they going to really sift through these comments on a serious basis and try to modify things, or what's really going to happen?
You know, I would say that if she is serious about moving a rule forward, the only way that she's going to have any opportunity to do that is to give some serious consideration to all the comments that were submitted. You know, there's probably going to be over 500,000 comments that ultimately get submitted on this thing, and she has to make sure that she is showing that she's listening and she's making changes. Now, we don't think any of the changes are going to be enough to satisfy us, but if she completely blows off those comments, it just gives even more ammunition to our friends in Congress to shut her down.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Two Superior Livestock Auction sales to tell you about this week. The Superior Select Replacement Female Sale happens Thursday, November 20th, 1 p.m. Central Time, 4,770 head to sell. Then on Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com, we'll have 17,500 head to sell, 4,900 yearling steers, 1,350 yearling heifers, 7,500 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.